the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And you know, this time of year, Lundy, everybody's watching OTAs, minicamp, and there's a lot of viral videos that are going on out there, and a lot of it's hyperbolic. You see guys out there in shorts, yeah, they may be wearing a helmet, but there's no bodies flying at them, no extended arms or anything of that nature. Nobody's really playing any form of defense other than the ghost men that are out there on the practice field. And, of course, that leads to wild speculation. This player is going to explode. He caught an undefended pass and took it for 50 yards. And it's a bit ridiculous, but some things you can generate takeaways from. And there was a video that surfaced on social media yesterday. By the way, follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there at Noisy Huevos. And it was of the New England Patriots, who we featured on this pod yesterday with the over-under on 9 wins. And come on, Captain Hook, make a guest appearance for once. Give us one side of the fence or the other instead of us sitting flat on it. But anyway, we digress. Cam Newton, and you know, he's dealing with his hand/wrist setback, but he was out there throwing passes, if you want to call them that. But he was air-mailing every receiver imaginable, again, with nobody on the field except him and the receiver. Yeah, he was wearing a helmet. Yeah, he was wearing pads and shorts. But, you know, overthrowing guys in red zone drills by a couple of yards and repeatedly. Mac Jones steps in, perfect touch, dropping dimes in those situations, putting it where his receiver is going to catch it with his hands or his body on the little loop-de-loos, the proper parabolic path. So this obviously immediately jumps to, in my mind, the extraordinary value. We talked about this before. If you're a fan of the pod, you know you've heard this dissertation previously, that Mac Jones at +250 to be your week one starter for the New England Patriots, to me, this is only feeding the bias. I believe still it's an extraordinary value. And you throw in the whole QBBC conversation that's been tossed out there, and I think it's becoming more and more of a distinct possibility. Cam Newton may not even be on this team by the start of the regular season. What are your thoughts, again, at Mac Jones being the week one starter for the Patriots at +250?
Well, I'm not going to read a whole lot into just a couple of things in practice, but I will say, because as you talked about, there's way too much that has to happen between now and week one of the NFL season. But that said, I think that there's a reason these teams went out and drafted these various quarterbacks, whether we're talking about Lance, whether we're talking about Jones. Doesn't matter to me. These guys are on the squads because these organizations believed that they needed to be able to set themselves up with a future. And, you know, the future may happen sooner rather than later. And so for some of these guys that are sitting at those kind of plus odds, yes, I think it's worth firing off a ticket on, because at those kinds of odds, it's not like we're talking about like a +110 here, right? I mean, it's the kind of thing that's got a decent payday if you want to throw a half a unit on it, and then sit back and see what happens for week one.
Amen. And like I said, it could be a committee at quarterback in New England, and Jones could be the starter in between the 20s with Cam Newton coming in, because he's dominant in those when he calls his own number rushing situations inside the red zone, particularly near the goal line. So something to monitor up there in Foxborough as things unfold this offseason. If you want to get on that wager or anything else, you do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, which is my favorite sportsbook and America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family are loving DK Sportsbook as well, and I know you will too. Just listen to this amazing offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. Bet one buckaroo, and if that team gets the W, you score $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out inside credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hump day edition of the pod, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you're getting some shout-outs, my man, on social media yesterday with your selection and the bonus time. And this is why, you know, Lundy always screams at you folks. Listen all the way through to the end of the pod. Mike UF88 hit us up on social media and said, over five. Hedman with 2 points plus 360. Even better winning bets at the game and in person. So amazing. Enhancing the game watching experience from a patron who actually attended the game last night. So Lundy, shout out to those going to whatever NHL playoff game is going on under the primetime light tonight. Let's score some more winners, my man. What you got for me?
Well, we got Vegas and Montreal, Brad, and as we talked about when they played game one, Vegas is so heavily favored that you got to get creative if you want to get some action on this game, because Vegas sitting on the money line is at a minus 265. Just you sit back and bleh, right? It's just not any fun. You got to find some things to be able to have some fun with. So we're going to look at this one for tonight. I do kind of like the under, but the thing that has got me looking away from that one here this morning is that the over-under and the goals in the game for tonight actually started at 5.5, and it's actually gone down to 5. And so I'm actually not as interested in that one anymore. I kind of liked it when I had the hook because I could easily see a game that sits like 3-2, 3-1 perhaps. And so I don't want to get to the point where I'm getting in a push. But what I did find is it's still juiced up. But if you take the 60-minute line on Vegas, i.e. no overtime, but they still win, I can take that huge money line and bring it down to minus 150. Yes, I know that is still a decent amount of juice, but Vegas is going to roll through this series. Montreal cannot keep up with this team. So we're going to go 60-minute line on Vegas for tonight to go up 2-0 on the series at a minus 150. But stick around because I got you a couple of player props, and ooh, Brad, we are going to cross the streams later.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, does that mean the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's going to come out and just destroy buildings? It's a distinct possibility. Pull the lever and hope it comes up 7-7-7 for the Las Vegas Knights.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. A bit of news that hit this morning, Lundy. It's been wild. It's been wacky. It's been woolly in the postseason. Chris Paul, we got news that he's on the COVID-19 list. Get vaccinated. You don't have to worry about this stuff, but we don't know when he's going to come back. Indeterminable amount of time. And the other big shoe to drop, Kawhi Leonard, is going to be MIA, not only for the game tonight against the Utah Jazz, but potentially for the rest of the series due to a knee injury. So let's kind of zero in on a particular Utah Jazz player that could stand to benefit. It's their megastar, the Spider-Man himself, going to be tossing sticky webs and splashing sixes all over the place and threes as well. Sixes in the box score, meaning multiples of six. And that's Donovan Mitchell. And I love the over on 33.5 points against the Clip. Again, down arguably their best defender. In the claw, Kawhi Leonard. You know, look what Donovan Mitchell has done in this series with Kawhi, a series with Kawhi on the court. He has been over 3 of 4 matchups on this 33.5 points line. He's netting 5.8 made triples per game at 46.4%. Guy has been filling up the cup from outside. He's jacking up 27.3 shots per game in total in this series. And the Clippers, they were already showing cracks in the dam defensively last three, giving up an uncharacteristic 1.120 points per possession. But again, down Leonard, they're going to be even more loosey-goosey on that end of the floor. So fade or follow the Spider-Man splashing from outside and cashing for us on that over 33.5 points against the Clip at minus 114.
Yeah, this game just got really interesting with Kawhi out. And in fact, I saw, Brad, that the spread originally was 2. It's all the way up to 7.
Holy
on that
mackerel.
News this
That's
morning.
What Kawhi is worth, man.
Yeah, it's a 5-point swing in Utah's favor. So, yeah, and I think obviously, you know, you got Donovan Mitchell that can go out there now and have a lot of freedom on the court because you don't have Kawhi. Kawhi plays good defense in addition to everything else he brings on the court. And that just opens things up, I think, for Donovan Mitchell. So wouldn't be surprised, Brad, Brad, for him to be at 21-22 by halftime in this one. And then you just got to hope that it doesn't turn into a blowout. Don't think it will, but you got to hope it doesn't turn into a blowout and that you get stuck there at like Captain Hook, right? Holding right at 32-33. And then he sits down, puts the towel over his shoulders and just relaxes for the rest of the game. Get to 34, Donovan.
Yeah, I think he will cash in with Mitchell.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball. We scored one winner yesterday. You're right on Urias. You faded Living Daylights out of me. He was trucking along, and then the sixth inning happened, and he exited stage left before cashing into the over 6.5 Ks. But the under on the St. Louis Cardinals runs at plus odds. Hey, cha-ching, money, money. Winner, winner, chicken dinner there. So let's go with another Living in the Land Down Under selection on a team run total. I'm going to go with the Toronto Blue Jays on the under 3.5 runs against the New York Yankees, a minus 118. Spider tack in full effect, Lundy, because Major League Baseball, they got the new protocols and rule set. If you're using foreign substances, which are now going to be illegal substances, on the baseball, doctoring it up, that goes into effect on June 21st. So we're not quite there yet. And, you know, Gerrit Cole has dodged questions, hasn't really admitted, no, I haven't used Spider Tech, which probably means, hey, guess what? He's using some kind of sticky substance to get an extra grip or spin on the ball. And Gerrit Cole, this might be his last hurrah with the stuff. On the bump tonight against the Jays, Cole has been masterful this season with a 12.45 K per nine, 1.21 walks per nine, just a 2.31 ERA, and one of the highest call plus swinging strike percentages in Major League Baseball, 33.4%. He's given up two earned runs or fewer in 11-13 games started this season. Now, he's already faced the Jays twice this season, 11 and third innings pitched. He's given up three earned runs and punched out 16. Yeah, Toronto has been over this number in three of their last four games. Yeah, they have an 821 OPS, and that splitting action between Dunedin, Florida, and that bandbox and where they're at now in Buffalo at that minor league facility. But Coleman straight dealing, and I think he's going to shut this Jays team down enough where they don't crawl over the 3.5 line and crack four runs in this game. So fade or follow, caging those Jays against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees on the under 3.5 runs at minus 118.
This really comes down to whether you think Cole's due for just kind of a, not a bad game, but just kind of like a blah game. I'm going to follow you on this one, but this is definitely not one of the bets that I would have snagged for myself for today. There's something funky about this number. I don't know why. There's just something I don't trust with it. So I'm going to follow because Cole could easily deal and send them back down to the clubhouse repeatedly at the plate. But I'm still a little nervous on that one. So I'm going to follow, Brad, but I'm going to do so reluctantly.
Ah, good call, my man. At least you're following me. Stick around for my top plays in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the diamond and let's look at the Chicago Cubs. Now, this line has been juiced up. Earlier in the day, it was at minus 120. And now it is at minus 155, but I'm still, you know, digging it. And in fact, if you wanted to pair it with something else you'd like to reduce the juice, get seduced by it, I think that would be a sage move. But I am firmly under, Lundy, on Chicago Cubs 2.5 runs as an individual bet. It's at minus 155. But again, I'm willing to pay that juice on that solo offering. Why? It's Jacob freaking DeGrom. What other evidence do you need? DeGrom has been crushing it this season. The most dominant pitcher in baseball. I think there's not even an argument to be made there. I mean, just listen to some of these staggering numbers. Four earned runs allowed and 64 innings pitched with a 4.48 K per nine, a ridiculous 1.13 walks per nine. His contact rate is obscene. 62.3% is all that he's allowed, and his swinging strike rate is out of this galaxy at 21.2%. I mean, anything above 15% in that category is extraordinary, and he's above 21% at that threshold. The Cubs, they've done well against southpaws this season, batting 245 with a 741 OPS. But Chris Bryant may be out of action, and he's been mashing lefties for much of the season. Got hit on the hand last night, so we'll see if he can even play. And the Cubs have been under this number in three straight games. So fade or follow, the Chicago Cubs and Northsiders, my guys, under 2.5 runs, minus 155 against the dominating DeGrom.
I really like this one, Brad. You talked about the fact that the Cubs have only scored two runs in three straight games. And although one of those was a win, they won 2-0 over the Cardinals. They just are not putting guys across the plate right now. And you add that trend with the Northsiders, with Jacob DeGrom, 2.5 feels like a really solid team total. By the way, Brad, want me to share with you a little DK odds boost?
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
DraftKings has an odds boost tonight on 2 up, 2 down. If Jacob DeGrom strikes out the first two batters of the game, plus 400.
Sure, why not? You know, that's worth $20. It's the Cubs, man. And we'll see what kind of lineup Dave Ross is trotting out there. It doesn't matter. And whatever the strikeout prop is, a little early bonus time, just over. Get it. Give me the sledgehammer. If it's 9.5, it's 10.5. DeGrom may be striking out 15 tonight. You know, Taijuan Walker last night had a dozen punch-outs against his Cubs lineup. And, again, they could be down KB. So, heavy unders galore with the Chicago Cubs.
Number one.
All right, let's round things out with the NBA top prop of the day. And I'm going to go with the Sixers and Atlanta Hawks series. And I'm going to take the over on Steph Curry's brothers, PRA, on the over 19.5 against those Hawks. So far, Seth Curry has gone for 28, 23, 18, and 22 in this series. So he's been over once. Three times in four games. He's shooting 60% from the floor, 57.2% from way downtown, and he's chipping in a pair of 2.5s in rebounds per game and assists per game. I think this is going to be anywhere between 18 to 22 points for Seth Curry tonight, and if he can get a couple of ticks in the box score and some of those other categories, he is going to surge past this number. Hell, he could do it in points alone. So at minus 113 on the over, yeah, sprinkle a little Curry onto your betting card tonight. Fade or follow?
Well, this is one, Brad. It's too bad that we didn't maybe sneak in bonus time a little early, because my bonus time I've got for you is going to tell you my answer to this one. I am going to follow on Seth Curry on this PRA of over 19.5. I agree. Maybe not quite with the points, but I could easily see him at 16, 17, and then all you got to do is sneak in a couple of stats elsewhere to be able to get him up over this number. So I'm following you on all of your picks for today, even though Toronto team total I'm a little reluctant on. I am following on those. But yes, as we were talking about earlier, you got to stick around for bonus time.
We are definitely doomed if you were tailing me on all of these. So we're going down.
Pretty much.
We just hit the iceberg right ahead. I think we smacked into it, and we're slowly sinking into the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So you might want to fade because it could be a profitable night for you. But bonus time, always good to us. Lundy, what else you got?
All right, let's look at a couple of player props. And then, like I said, we're going to cross the stream. So let's start with the player props. William Karlsson. Anytime point, we're sitting at a minus 143. He's got 4 assists and 8 goals over the course of the playoffs so far. And that's one of the props in terms of a point that isn't juiced up too high. And we're going back to the well. Yep, tuck your shirt in. Alex Tuck, plus 105 on an anytime point. He's got a point in 3 straight. So once again, I'm getting seduced by the juice, but I think he can get it done for Vegas. And I'll take it at those plus odds. And then Brad, let's cross the streams.
Ooh, let's do it. Let's do it.
I mentioned William Karlsson for an anytime point. I'm taking Karlsson anytime point along with Seth Curry over 2.5 threes.
Yep.
So I'm crossing sports here. I put those two together, a plus 192.
Oh, I like that one tremendously. I love those cross sport parlays that you're starting to get. A lot of creativity in there, Lundy. It's more than just stick figures. You're a true Monet with those selections.
Thank
my man.
You, my friend.
Let me give you a couple of bonus times. Let's go to another three-leg money line Major League Baseball parlay. It failed us yesterday, but these have been generally good to us here of late. So let's throw out the Houston Astros, Zach Greinke on the bump, going up against those dreadful Texas Rangers. San Francisco at home against the Baby Snakes of Arizona, just not really getting it done, with Desclafani on the mound for the Giants. And the L.A. Dodgers and a certain individual named Clayton Kershaw taking the ball, playing the Philadelphia Phillies. And Kershaw with a great ERA under the primetime lights, 2.70 this season in night games. So Houston wins, San Francisco wins, the Dodgers wins. You cash in at plus 273. And then a two-leg parlay in the NBA that I like. Give me Trey Young, over 2.5 made triples. He's done this in 5 of his last 6 games, though he's only shooting 32% from downtown, but he's jacking up 8.8 three-point attempts per contest. And I'm going to match that with the Spider-Man, Donovan Mitchell, over 4.5 threes. It seems like a ballooned number, but Mitchell's been doing this consistently. Again, a guy that's hitting 46.4% from beyond the arc, and he's averaging 5.8 made threes per game in this series. It's plus 303, Lundy, on that two-legger. It's a little bit above 3-1 odds on Trae Young and Donovan Mitchell to make it rain tonight. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Again, follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.